Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us. If you're here now, just keep coming back. I'll keep coming back, so we'll be together. And we'll share ideas on how we can become healthier, live a better quality of life for a longer life. No one wants to live, a long life when you're miserable, when you're depressed, when you're unhappy, when you have all kinds of pain and inflammation. Some people say, why would I want to live longer? But you can do both. You can live longer with a better quality of life. But you have to make some choices as to how you want to live. Every choice you make every day, every day influences your health, the food you eat, the amount of sleep you get, the level of exercise. All these wrap into you and I having a better quality of life, living longer and enjoying life. If you don't enjoy life, you can turn that around and have a better quality of life. Just a matter of the best choices and you making the better choices for a better quality of life. It's simple. Now, it takes change because you can't keep eating the same diet that you're eating now that caused you to be miserable, to have cause of pain and inflammation, and you're just not happy, you're depressed. All these physical and mental conditions are caused by what we eat, what you eat. And if you want to change that, then you have to change your diet. You can't keep eating the same diet and expecting better results. That's insane. You just can't do it. But if you are up to making some changes, you can have a better quality of life, no question asked, no question, no doubt. You can do it. It's been done over and over and over again. And in my case as well, I was very unhealthy. Now, the older I get, the better I am. That's the way it should be. You can enjoy a fantastic life if you want to. If you're miserable, unhappy, and taking 6, 7, 8 prescription drugs, you can dump all those drugs and be healthy. Now, I'm not telling you to dump those drugs. I'm telling you you can, but I want you to talk to your doctor as well. Anytime you make some changes, your doctor should know about it, because it does influence your health and it does influence the amount of drugs you take. You can get off all your drugs eventually. You may have to have 1 or 2, but you can get it down from 6 or 7 or whatever it is, and you can be healthier. And we have a really good program today that'll help you understand more about what you can do to be healthy. All the tips we leave you, all the new concepts, all the new science that we are sharing with you helps you to make better choices for better health. That's all it is. But some people just don't want to make change. They want to live the same old life that causes them to be grumpy, irritable, painful, full of inflammation, unhappy, depressed, lonesome, filled with anxiety. It doesn't have to be that way. You can feel fantastic. I just love my life, but I didn't like it that way years ago. And that's why I got into this business, because it changed my life. Now I'm trying to help people understand they can change their life as well. It's simple, 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 but it takes change. And change can be painful. People just don't want to give up the old way. They like what they have been doing. They like the sweet, the sugar, all the carbohydrates. They like all the ultra-processed foods, all the junk foods. It brings them pleasure because it helps take away momentarily the depression or anxiety or the lonesomeness or just how bad you feel. Food changes your mood, but you can't keep doing that. The more you keep changing your life with sugar, the higher level of blood sugar, the higher level of insulin, and that is the beginning of almost all of our modern day diseases, which I call metabolic disorders. So we're here every weekend to help share ideas that can make your life better. And today we're going to talk about Greek Mountain Tea, T-E-A, Greek Mountain Tea. And we'll talk about the effects of keto, the ketogenic diet, on mental health. This is really something you gotta hear. And the nutrient of the day is quercetin, spelled Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. It'll help change your life as well. And what about help from aching joints? What can you do? Well, collagen is something you might want to include in your vitamin regimen. And what about eating a healthy diet? And this might kind of throw you, but eating a healthy diet increases the risk of lung cancer. How can that be? What? And here's a new study of long COVID on kids. And here's how to get a better night's sleep without sleeping pills, without drugs, maybe something natural. And what about belly fat and how it can be responsible for heart disease? Belly fat. These are some very interesting subjects that we're going to share with you today. So how to strengthen your body and improve your mood. You know, I love the country of Greece. I've been there several times, maybe a half dozen times. I love the people. I love the food. And you know, olive oil is one of my top superfoods. It is one of the best medicines there is. So I've talked to the people in Greece about olive oil. You know, they consume more olive oil in a year than we do in probably 10 or 20 years. They consume up to 24 to 25 liters per year per individual. In the U.S., we consume about a half a liter. That's quite a difference. And it has so many good, beneficial health attributes. You know, there's other oils that are very similar to olive oil, with a few exceptions. You have macadamia nut oil, avocado oil. They are the same oil. They are an omega-9 fatty acid, oleic oil, oleic fatty acid. The same oil that's in olive oil is in macadamia nut oil, avocado oil, but olive oil contains over 200 nutrients that are not found in avocado oil or macadamia nut oil. Olive oil is loaded with polyphenols, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. There are so many other beneficial compounds found in olive oil that are not found in the other oils. Yes, they say they are better with a higher smoke point, but you can still cook with olive oil. I scramble my eggs in olive oil. I cook meat in my olive oil. I use olive oil for everything. In Greece, they drink it. Yes, they drink it. On average, they consume a quarter of a cup of olive oil a day. On average. Some more, some less. But the average is a quarter of a cup. That's 4 tablespoons of olive oil. And yet they still use it on all of their other foods. All their foods are usually swimming in olive oil. They put olive oil on their dressings, as a dressing on their salads. They use it everywhere. But they still manage to drink or consume orally off the spoon up to 4 tablespoons daily. When you sprinkle it on your salad, after you've eaten the salad, look how much olive oil is still left in the bowl that isn't consumed. When you take it off the spoon, or if you take it out of a shot glass, you're really getting all the olive oil. Remember, it's expensive. Don't waste it. Don't put your salad dish in the sink to wash it to get all the olive oil out of it, so you can clean your dish. That olive oil could have gone into your body for extra health. So I've talked to some of the people in Greece about how much they consume, why they consume it, the tradition and the history of olive oil. It's one of my top subjects that I enjoy reading and studying and going through the history of olive oil. It goes back to biblical times. But I also discovered that the shepherds, when they're out in the fields with their flock, they actually found a weed, not a flower, not a plant. I guess I just call it a weed. But they used the weed and they cooked it or made a tea out of it. So it's called Greek mountain tea. They found it in the mountain range of Greece. And they have been consuming this tea when they're out in the fields with their flock to rejuvenate themselves, to feel better, to have something hot or warm to drink. It has so many traditional uses. And it all has come from the shepherds that have been out in the fields. Now, what are some of these traditional uses for Greek mountain tea? They drink it everywhere. Not only this, just the shepherds now, but they drink it everywhere. And now you can find it in the U.S., not only just as a tea, but also in capsule form as well. But it relieves inflammation, all kinds of inflammation, colds, upper respiratory tract infections, asthma, bronchitis, gastrointestinal conditions, calming down after a hard day's work, minimizing stress and anxiety, promoting healing, preserving memory, stamina, and resiliency. This all comes about by drinking Greek mountain tea or by taking the capsules. You can find capsules that contain Greek mountain tea, and some capsules are found with Greek mountain tea and bacopa. Bacopa is an herb that comes from India. So you have the combination of the Indian solution for the same kind of conditions mixed with Greek mountain tea. What a great combination. Traditionally as a tea, but now can be used as a supplement in capsule form. Now the research on encapsulated, that means it's already in a capsule, that Greek mountain tea has reduced beta amyloid plaque buildup in the brain by as high as 55%. And this condition is an animal model of why animals have a similar brain disorder as Alzheimer's disease. So by drinking this tea or by taking it by capsule form, it reduces the beta amyloid plaque buildup in the brain by as much as 55%. And it improves reaction time under stress by 50% in healthy individuals in combination with B vitamins. And additionally, reduces cortisol levels by 17%. It improves attention, reduces stress and anxiety, particularly in adults 50 to 70. And it has improved attention, concentration, focus, thinking, finding the right words to say, and reducing stress and anxiety in just 28 days of use. In about 4 weeks, it can take care of all these brain disorders by consuming Greek Mountain Tea. If you like it as a tea, that's great. A lot of people don't like drinking tea. So you can take it by a capsule form. Now, I've mentioned it also can be found in the marketplace with Bacopa. What is Bacopa? B-A-C-O-P-A, Bacopa. This is a Ayurvedic herb from India. Traditional treatment for anxiety, for the intellect, for memory issues. Modern research focuses on the combination of Bacopa and Greek Mountain Tea and is used for dementia, Alzheimer's prevention, and treatment. So it's ideal, the combination, to pair them together. You got the best of Greece and the best of India together in a combination as a supplement or as a tea, or just drink Greek Mountain Tea. Greek Mountain Tea has greater effects on acute mental processing. That means brain function in the moment, thinking on your feet quickly, knowing the right thing to say, grasping for the right words, focusing, concentration, clarity. Your mind is much more clear. Now, Bacopa affects areas of the brain associated with memory creation and storage. You got the best of two worlds. They may have come from different countries, but they are perfectly together for your brain health overall. So how do you use this combination? Well, Greek Mountain Tea blocks out the noise. It enables people to focus better, have a higher level of concentration during stress, thinking on your feet, be able to address questions and not think or fumble around trying to find an answer. You're quick on your feet, mentally. Not physically, mentally. It helps your immune system. It improves detoxification of the body and the liver and improves digestion. But now when you pair them together, the Greek Mountain Tea and Bacopa, now you have a brain-mental health combination. Better memory, positive mood, not depressed, or suffering from anxiety. And you know, I was so impressed with this combination and so impressed with the Greek, or I should say the level of healthy living in Greece, that I wrote a book on the Mediterranean anti-aging secret. Obviously, the Greek Mountain Tea. So if you want to read my book, you can find it on Amazon. When you get there, follow the link from TerryTalksNutrition.com under Health Books. You'll find my book on the Mediterranean Anti-Aging Secret. This is a common tea or supplement in Greece, like olive oil. These are traditionally health foods in Greece. A great combination. Keep in mind Greek Mountain Tea and Bacopa. Now, you know, the ketogenic diet can help prevent almost every major modern disease that are being prescribed drugs for, to just to cancel out the symptoms, not to reverse or prevent or treat. both for mentally and physically health conditions. So here's a letter that I'd like to read to you. Can the keto diet improve mental health? Well, here's some clinical studies that are now in progress to investigate the effects of the keto diet for mental illness. These studies include depression, bipolar, PTSD, schizophrenia, anorexia, autism, ADD, ADHD. In a recently published editorial, the mother of a young man diagnosed with bipolar disorder shared that despite treatments at care centers across the country, and after 30 medications and the care of dozens of medical professionals, he did not improve at all until he was put on a keto diet. The mother and the father of this young man are very, very wealthy. And they could put so much money in trying to help him, but all the money was not really given any return on investment. He did not get any help after spending thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars across the country, 30 medications, talking to dozens of professionals. They wanted their son cured. But then they found out about the ketogenic diet. Within 4 months of reaching ketosis, which is a condition that's very healthy based on the ketogenic diet, his symptoms cleared and haven't returned in the past 5 years since he began the diet. Many mental illnesses are associated with impaired glucose, sugar. Sugar is the beginning of all a chemistry cascade that causes all of our modern day disorders, diseases, whatever you want to call them, or metabolic functions, or metabolic disorders, metabolic syndromes, meaning that the brain isn't getting sufficient energy. So by switching from sugar to burning fat, because the ketogenic diet is high in protein and fat, and very, very low in sugar, no sugar, and very low in carbohydrates that eventually convert to sugar. So by switching to burning fat for energy levels, gets around this problem and provides the brain with the proper fuel it needs to function normally. There are several different kinds of fuel for the body. We are not meant to consume sugar as fuel. But because of the 1950s, telling people that fat was bad for us, and fat was taken out of the diet, fat was taken out of the foods and replaced with sugar. And after decades of sugar consumption, up to 150 to 200 pounds of sugar per year per individual, we now have so many other disorders that are caused by the consumption of sugar and high blood sugar levels, high insulin levels, that this triggers all of these conditions that we are being prescribed medications for. So the ketogenic diet is a low-carbohydrate diet, high-fat, moderate protein to high protein. And this will give you changes physically and mentally. There's a great, great book to read. Change Your Diet, Change Your Brain. Dr. Georgiana Ede, E-D-E, a board-certified psychiatrist who now uses primarily nutrition and diet to eliminate schizophrenia, bipolar, depression. And welcome back, my friends. We're here back with Terry Talks Nutrition. And if you want to learn more, when you have time and it's convenient for you, sit down and go to terrytalksnutrition.com. That's my website. You can learn more through the week by looking at the various emails, newsletters, radio shows. They're all there archived for you to enjoy more knowledge, more nutritional information, and make more better decisions for the week coming up. Now, we talked about Greek mountain tea, with or without bacopa. We talked about the ketogenic diet. And folks, if you lower your carbohydrates, now, if you really, really want to be healthy, it starts with your diet. It doesn't start with supplements. It starts with your diet. You change what you're eating every day to get rid of the sugar that has no nutritional value, but disrupts your chemistry in the body that causes you to have very high level of insulin, a hormone in your blood that is a fat-storing, fat-producing hormone. And that triggers all kinds of other health conditions, all the things that we are being prescribed drugs for. And all they're doing is labeling it as a disease, but it's a result of a bad diet. Your diet causes 98% of all the unhealthy conditions that you are plagued with daily. So you can change your health. No one else can do it. Your doctor can't do it. The drug companies don't want to do it. The sugar companies don't want to do it. The ultra-processed food manufacturers don't want to do it. They like you sick. They like you addicted to sugar. They like you addicted to their foods. They got you by the throat. Don't let them do it to you. You don't have to suffer, really, truly. The bad diet causes bad health. A good diet will reverse the bad diet and help you prevent conditions that are unhealthy, reverse those conditions, and help you progress in a healthy manner. So a ketogenic diet is low carb, high fat is the way to go. And if you're saying, oh, fat's going to cause me all these, my heart's going to suffer, you know, my brain's going to suffer, whatever. It's not true. All the baloney that they blindsided you with since the 1950s is still a fear of many. You're not going to die from saturated fats. You're not going to die from red meat. You're not going to die from eating meat. You're not going to die from eating eggs. That's the diet of a healthy diet. Some people say, I'm happy that I can eat one egg a week. How about four or five a day? Eggs are one of the most wonderful, nutrient-dense foods possible. Meat and eggs has more vitamins and minerals than any combination of plant or vegetables or fruits. So we're bringing you the best of the news. And now we're going to talk about quercetin. Quercetin is the nutrient of the day. Now, May and June, the middle of the year, and the middle of pollen allergy season, tree pollen is high, grass pollen is high, Weed pollen is high. All getting started. Weed pollen peaks in the fall. So you can stop allergies with the nutrient that we are talking about today. Quercetin. Q like queen. U-E-R. C-E-T-I-N. Quercetin. It's a plant compound able to neutralize histamine. When people buy an anti-allergy medicine, they're really buying an antihistamine compound. Histamine is produced by the immune system to help protect the body against harmful compounds, but can also be released when the body mistakes something harmless like dust, animal dander, pollen, for something dangerous like an allergic reaction. Sneezing, coughing, mucus secretion are triggered by histamine. Now, histamine is the cause of your allergies and all the sneezing, coughing, and all your runny nose. But quercetin has been shown to inhibit, stop, prevent formation of histamine and the release of histamine by up to 97%. Better than allergy medicine. Less expensive than allergy medicine. That's the way to go. Quercetin is so ideal for all types of lung, respiratory problems, asthma, allergies, COPD, infections, and more. In a clinical trial in adults with seasonal allergy symptoms, 4 weeks, just 4 weeks of treatment with quercetin reduced allergy symptoms, itchy eyes, runny nose, sneezing, coughing, by much as 30%. And no side effects. No adverse effects. Unlike allergy drugs, which can cause drowsiness, dry eyes and mouth, blurry vision, rapid heartbeat, low blood pressure. The best way to take quercetin is with a compound called gamma cyclodextrin, which boosts absorption. So when you take 250 milligrams of quercetin with vitamin C, you're going to get a real boost of 4 or 5 times greater when it's combined with gamma cyclodextrin. So look for that combination. That'll give you the best results ever. If you're dealing with allergies, this is the way to go. So natural, no side effects, doesn't cause any additional adverse events. All natural benefits of reducing histamine and the reaction of histamine, allergy reaction. How's your aching joints? Painful? You can't get any help? You can't get them, you can't soothe out all that pain? Well, I've got some help for you. It's collagen. C-O-L-L-A-G-E-N, collagen. Collagen, cartilage, and arthritis. What a combination. Now, arthritis is the breakdown and loss of the rubber cushioning effect of cartilage that allows joints to move smoothly. You wore out all the cartilage. Hard work, athletics, heavy lifting, being too active, running, all that in time takes its toll. You may feel good now, but it's going to catch up to you. And cartilage, that's in our joint, that makes it safe to move smoothly, is primarily built from collagen. And there are 16 types of collagen found in the human body. But there's only one type for the joints. The collagen found in joints is known as type 2, not like type 2 diabetes. This is type 2 collagen, type 2. The supplemental type 2 collagen can help reduce arthritis symptoms and rebuild. That's the benefit of collagen, rebuilding the cartilage in the joints. Type 2 collagen improves arthritis symptoms. This is from a clinical study. Now, a clinical study means with people, not animal studies, not a test tube study, not an in vitro study, not a lab study, but with people. Clinical study. Now, here's a study with acetaminophen. Acetaminophen is Tylenol. Now, Tylenol versus a combination of acetaminophen, Tylenol, plus type 2 collagen in patients with knee osteoarthritis. Now, here's how it works. You have overall pain. When you take acetaminophen by itself, not with anything else, you take Tylenol by itself, you take a couple of pills of Tylenol, what does it do? Well, from the study, it increased the pain by 22%. Now, that's not what you bargained for. You expected to get results. Acetaminophen is not a good pain reliever. But it increased the pain in joints by 22%. Then, for these people in this clinical study, they prescribed acetaminophen, otherwise known as Tylenol, plus type 2 collagen. And what were the results? A 25% decrease in pain. Lowered the pain. The collagen assisted Tylenol to decrease pain by 25%. Now, if you take acetaminophen by itself, it increases the pain by 22%. What about pain when you're walking? Tylenol had no change in the pain when you were walking. But acetaminophen, Tylenol, and type 2 collagen, there was a 50% decrease in pain while walking. And the time to walk a set distance, there was no change whatsoever when they took Tylenol. But there was a 7% decrease in time needed to walk a set distance. So to keep your joints moving easily, I'll give you a combination of nutrients that will give you the best results, more effective than Tylenol or any over-the-counter medication. Yes, the doctor can give you some very powerful medication under prescription. But if you're buying something over the counter, here is a combination that is far, far more effective. Now, 40 milligrams of type 2 collagen, 450 milligrams of Boswellia, and 1,740 milligrams of glucosamine sulfate with chondroitin sulfate and hyaluronic acid. This will give you the best mobility, flexibility, pain reduction, and be able to walk further and at a faster pace without pain. Here's the way to do it, the natural way. Now, what about, here's one that blew my, at first when I read it, I thought, wow, eating a healthy diet, increases the risk of lung cancer. Now, wait a minute. Did I read that right? What? I thought eating a healthy diet was good. Why does it increase the risk of lung cancer? When I first read that title in the journal, I was just about, I was knocked over. Well, a healthy diet increases the lung cancer risk. No fun intended, no pun intended. In an interesting new study, researchers found that non-smokers under the age of 50 who ate healthier diets were more likely to get lung cancer. The researchers looked at data from 187 non-smokers, under the age of 50 who developed lung cancer. They found this group ate more dark green vegetables, whole grains, beans and nuts, versus the average American, but still had cancer. A very, very surprising finding. Now, the theory by the scientists, many of the participants who got lung cancer were women who also use oral contraceptives. Could this be the cause of the increased cancer risk? Another theory, were the healthy vegetables they ate contaminated by pesticides? The environmental working group noted earlier that this year, 75% of conventionally grown produce had detectable pesticide residue. We're not eating a healthy diet. What you may think are the foods you selected to be healthy, you can't see the unhealthiness of the vegetables, fruits, or other foods that are so laden with chemicals, pesticides, fungicides. You can't detect that, but you're eating it. And they think many of these non-detectable pesticide residues are causing more cancer. We can't see it. And some of these toxins and poisons are sprayed all over the countryside. So here are some of the foods you may not want to eat. What we would call the dirtiest produce in the country. Otherwise, we could call them the Dirty Dozen. The Environmental Working Group tests pesticide contamination of produce. And they came up with their top worst fruits and veggies that are laden with pesticides that are highly toxic and poisonous. What do you think the worst food is? Spinach. They found more pesticides by weight on spinach than any other produce. It was highly toxic. The next was mustard, the plant, kale, collard greens. And in the area of fruit, the dirtiest fruit, strawberries. Next in line, grapes, peaches, tangerines, nectarines, cherries, apples, blackberries, pears, and even potatoes and blueberries. So if possible, I know it's tough for some families, either avoid these or try to buy organic. Organic at least is not sprayed. They avoid sprays, toxins, pesticides, herbicides. So they're cleaner than every other type of fruit or vegetable. Unfortunately, I have to report on a new study that affects kids. And this is on long COVID in kids. That means after the kids are healthy, and it seems that they are free of COVID-19, there are side effects to having been treated or having COVID that still linger in their body. So this is a subject study, the effects of long COVID in kids. It started in researchers with researchers in Massachusetts, looked at data from almost 2,000 kids between the ages of 6 and 17, comparing the health and school performance of kids who did and didn't experience COVID. The results, long COVID means that hanging on for a long period of time, even after you think you've been cured of COVID, long COVID, significantly reduced school performance. Kids with long COVID were 3 times more likely to struggle with school subjects, tests, and the concentration of learning. 3 times more likely to struggle academically. They were 3 to 4 times more likely to have difficulty with concentration and focus. Were twice as likely to say they had problems with making friends. So how do you recover from long COVID? Here are some nutritional supplements that may benefit the kids. Long COVID is linked to a low level of iron and low vitamin D levels. Drastically reduce sugar, please. Take away the sugar from the kids. All refined carbs in general, sugary beverages, ultra-processed foods, and even juices. Too much sugar, diluted by water, at least by 50%. And then supplement the diet of the kids. There's a very biologically active component found in oyster mushrooms called pleuron, P-L-E-U-R-A-N, pleuron. For kids, 100 milligrams of pleuron with 100 milligrams of vitamin C daily. You could add propolis, 100 to 200 milligrams of propolis daily. Also elderberry, 150 milligrams with additional immune nutrients, can give 2 to 3 times daily if needed. Older kids can take up to 400 milligrams of andrographis daily. Now for help with focus, concentration, a combination of 30 milligrams phosphatidylserine, 25 milligrams of French grapeseed, rhodiola, L-tyrosine, N-acetylcysteine, L-taurine, vitamin B6, DHA, DMAE, bitartrate. This is a very famous formulation developed by a doctor who has since passed away. One of those doctors that passed away for no reason. Unfortunately, he was doing too good. too many good things in his life. Well, my friends, I think we're out of our time today, but there's always next week. I'd be very happy to have you join me next week again. I love sharing information with you. I love helping you be healthier. I love to take away your pain. I love the way to take away your depression. All these things can happen if you let it happen and you work with me to make those things happen. So let's say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And I say a prayer for you, my friends, that you may have better health mentally and physically. And God bless you.